field, which is probably about another 200, and you need the necessary materials to make like the exterior of the robot. You need large motors to be able to make it run. So overall, it's about $800 to $1,000 for a team. And so we're, like Pia was saying, we were able to fund 20 teams in Belize, which was pretty gratifying.
That's amazing. I would never have guessed it was that expensive. I think of a Raspberry Pi or another small computer, but because these need to be rugged and do physical things, that must be part of what brings the cost up. That's incredible. Now, can you tell me about the big, I want to be sure, we have about 5 minutes together. What is this big robot labeled 8393?
So this is our first Tech Challenge robot for this year's first Tech Challenge season, which is named Into the Deep. And so like we mentioned before, first Tech Challenge involves an 18-inch by 18-inch, 18-inch robot, which is used to solve challenges. And so in the match, you're playing with one other robot against two opposing robots. And the total match is 2 minutes and 30 seconds, where the first 30 seconds are autonomous, so it's fully pre-coded with the challenges that you're instructed to do, and the rest of the 2 minutes are driver operated. So you'd most likely have two drivers operating the robot for the last 2 minutes of the match.
So did you build this as a team?
Yeah.
And you built it according to constraints you were given, which included the physical dimensions. Were there other constraints?
Yeah. So a lot of teams will take very different approaches. Like some teams I know, they have a single pivoting large arm that will pick up something in front, pivot, and drop something out the back. But as a team, we especially, when the season released, we came together as a team and we brainstormed different ideas. We broke down the challenge into collection, deposition, transfer, and we split up to divide and conquer, and we designed a different subsystems, as we call them, and we come together later and bring them together. And we do this using 3D modeling software such as Fusion 360 and manufacturing these parts you see before you. Like we use laser cutting, water jetting, and 3D printing, among other manufacturing techniques, to create a fairly complex machine with lots of interlinking parts.
And the challenge Into the Deep, what are you to do as part of the challenge?
So for the challenge, like you see that one inch by 1 inch by 3.5 inch samples. So like Prakar mentioned earlier, so there's about 80 samples that are sitting on a pit. 40 of them are yellow, 20 of them are blue, and 20 of them are red. And so because you're playing against two other robots, for example, if we're on the red alliance, which is like indicated by our team numbers because they're red, like you'd swap them out if you're on the blue alliance.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only allowed to collect the yellow ones and the ones that are on your, like the ones that relate to your color. So if you're on the red alliance, you can only pick up the red colored samples, and you either put them in a 40 inch tall basket, or you give them to a human player who puts a clip on them, and then you clip them on chamber.
Can you see them with your naked eye, or do you have to look at them remotely?
So you see them on your naked eye. So like you can, so it's like a so it's hard to imagine, but it's about it's a field that's right in front of you. And so it's about
12 by 12 feet.
Yeah, 12 by 12 feet field. And so you have four robots competing on that 12 by 12 foot field. And you have like everybody in front of you. And for each of the competitions, you are like, you're next to the robot and you control it like right there. So we'd like, if we would compete, we'd go to places in Pennsylvania like Lancaster, Philly, or even Southern PA.
So it almost, and I don't want to simplify it, it's almost like one of those vending-type machines where you're grabbing a prize with an arm and trying to pick it up. But in this case, the prize is very specific, the one you want to get. It's significantly far away. You need to do it with precision multiple times, and you also need to do it with speed, it sounds like. Are you able to demonstrate how this works?
Yeah, we could show you by hand.
Yeah.
Basically.
We just have a few seconds, but I'm just curious, what does it What does it do?
Yeah, so we have a lateral extension that has a collector on it with spindles. Oh, wow. That's spindle's turn to collect the sample that is brought inside a little trough that is located right behind the collector. We put our extension back in, and our depositor, we call the end effector, flips down to collect it, which is on a raising lift. So once we grab it from our trough, we raise our lift up and flip the end effector out.
Wow, it just became about 4 feet high.
Yeah.
So this 18 by 18 inch device first extended its length by maybe a factor of three, and then it just extended its height even more so, giving it the stability, I guess, that it needs, as well as the reach to do this.
That's like the physical limitations that FIRST gave us, that we have to stay within 18 by 18, but you're allowed to extend as however far you want.
Fascinating. Well, what is next for you guys?
So, like we mentioned before, we compete in FIRST Tech Challenge, but also FIRST Robotics Challenge. So we're currently in the midst of the FIRST Robotics Challenge, which released January 3rd this season. So we're currently in the CAD and programming phase of that, trying to design the robot to compete in our next competitions. But for the FIRST Tech Challenge aspect, we're preparing for the state championship in March, where we hope to qualify for the world championship.
These students are in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, so they've got a lot more ahead of them. I want to congratulate all of you. We are pretty much out of time. Did any of you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, if anybody, any listeners are more curious about FIRST, they can go to firstinspires.org, and on YouTube there are many, many videos, extensive videos about designing, building, programming, and even competing with different robots from different teams around the globe.
And can people get involved specifically with BrainSTEM, your BrainSTEM team 8393? Is there a way they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, we have a website, brainstemlearning.org. If you do want to donate, we'd greatly appreciate, but it's never required. There is a button on the website to do so.
If you would also like to support our work with the Child's Reach Initiative, you can go to brainstemlearning.org/CVI. Whether you want to get in contact with us or donate or just learn about the stuff that we've been doing there, that's where you can go.
Well, congratulations to all of you. I'm glad you're here. Prakar Pia? Is it Oski?
Oske,
thank you. And Aviat, we appreciate your being here today. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with some pretty remarkable teens. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. Steve Katz from Blood, Sweat, and Tears was in the studio with us way back on May 21st of 2016. And out of nowhere, he decided to play this song live on the radio.
Sometimes in winter, I gaze into the streets, walk through snow and city sleet behind your room. Sometimes in winter, winter. Forgotten memories, remember you behind the trees with leaves that cry. By the window once I waited for you, laughing slightly you would run. Trees alone would shield us in the meadow, making love in the evening sun. Now you're gone, girl, and the lampposts call your name. I can hear them in a spring of frozen rain. Now you're gone, girl, and the time slowed down till dawn. It's a cold room, and the walls ask where you've gone. In winter, I love you when the good times seem like memories in the spring that never came. Sometimes in winter, I wish the empty streets would fill with laughter from your tears to ease my pain.
That is Steve Katz, and if you had one of the early Blood, Sweat, and Tears albums, you might remember that song. And thank you to Dennis McCurdy for arranging to have Steve join us. Luna is here, and Eric Harvey also is here. The two will play together. And I've had a busy morning, so I'm going to have a co-anchor with me. C from our Youth Media Center is going to join me as well. That's all coming up in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Today is registration day at the Youth Media Center. Between noon and 1:30, I dare say you could even stop by right now. It's just fine. You can learn more about our Youth Media Center programs. Kids and adults are quite welcome. If you can't make it, you can learn more at ymc.slbradio.org. Thank you for being along with us today. We appreciate the kind words that you've had about what we are doing. We're going to take care of some sound checks. Do you know what? Both of our lead engineers for Saturday morning are on vacation at the same time today. But we actually have enough depth here that we were able to give them the day off. Chad is skiing. Ellis is probably gaming. somewhere, but Joseph is here getting ready to get things ready. That will happen in a moment. Here's a song you might especially enjoy at this moment. It's Pat Wechter.
In the city's clang and clatter, in the endless cell phone chatter, when the big trucks roar and rattle all my bones, when the TV drowns my thoughts out with its dry and deadening drone, I will raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing. In my rumbling, roiling room, in the crash and blast and boom, when my neighbors shout down all my quiet joys, and the world now seems deafened by the howl of its own noise, I will raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing. Under twilight stars aglisten, for a minute I can listen to the fleeting hush of peace in my heart. But the day shall start again with its dread and draining din, so I raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. Raise my voice and sing. I am here, I am here, and I am a human being. So I raise my voice and sing.
Asked me here to tell you about my neighbors and my friends, to talk about the who and what, the where and how and when. But I won't give you anything you don't already know. But if you'd like, I'll sing that list of songs before I go. Let me sing you a song about the people that I love, the poets and philosophers, the workers and the wanderers, the ones who walk the picket lines, who dare to stand and fight, and the ones who hold their babies close and rock them through the night. Well, you say it's un-American to do the things I do. Well, I sing for justice, liberty, and civil rights, it's true. Well, I say it's un-American to ask me how I vote, how I pray, or what I believe, but here's a song I wrote. Let me sing you a song about the people that I love, the poets and philosophers, earth, workers and the wanderers, ones who walk the picket lines, who dare to stand and fight, and the ones who hold their babies close and rock them through the night. Send me to prison, I guess that's the way it'll be. 'Cause I won't give you fodder for your paranoid machine. If the price of my silence is shackles, well then, fellas, take me away. For I will live to sing again, rise with a brand new day. Let me sing you a song about the people that I love, the poets and philosophers, the workers and the wanderers, ones who walk the picket lines, who dare to stand and fight, and the ones who hold their babies close, rock them through the night. Da 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 da. Let me sing you a song about the people that I love, the poets and philosophers, the workers and the wanderers, ones who walk the picket lines, dare to stand and fight, and the ones who hold their babies close and rock them through the night. Yes, the ones who hold their babies close and rock them.
That's Joe Jenks at the Saturday Light Brigade with Let Me Sing You a Song, Raise My Voice and Sing. Before that, from Pat Wichter, two great artists who care a lot about the human condition in the world. Luna is coming up in just a moment, along with Eric Harvey accompanying her on violin. If you missed any of last week's segments, including Prime Stage's 5th Annual Drama Awards Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania's 18 under 18 honorees and singer-songwriter Liam Karse. You can find them and literally thousands of other past features on and off the air at slbradio.org/catalog. We're making a few technical adjustments here. We want to be sure you can hear Luna clearly. And we'll have that done and ready for you shortly. Here's John McCutcheon and Tom Paxton.
You got the notion. You got the knack. You're headed for the top, and you never look back. There is just one thing that you lack. Do the work. Just do the work. And you got a hook. Sure can't lose. And you spend all your day just courting the muse. But there ain't no fire if there ain't no fuse. No, no. Do the work. Just do the work. It's just like a carpenter on wood. It takes time and sweat to make anything that's good. And maybe you don't want to, but you know you should. Do the work. Just do the work. There's a David inside the stone, but it can't come on out all on its own. No, you gotta work your fingers to the bone. Do the work. Just do the work. Just like a carpenter sweat to make anything good. And maybe you don't want to, but you know you should. Do the work. Just do.
gotta just do the work. Oh, working out.
Have you with us today here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I hope you're feeling okay. It's been a busy week. Somebody, it was Jim, earlier mentioned you may have had Monday off, but it still seems like a long week, doesn't it? Happy to have you able to spend some time with us. Luna, I last saw Luna at our solar concert series that we sponsor every summer, and Luna told me at the time an album was forthcoming, and here it is in my hands, on time, as predicted, and even a little ahead of time. The release is called Garden for Winter. It's brand new. It officially will be out January 31st, 2025. You can learn more at lunamusic.com, L-O-U-N-N-A, music.com. She comes today with Eric Harvey playing violin, and the two of them have sounded terrific together, so much so that it's time to give you a chance to hear them, Luna and Eric.
Yes.
There is Lena. And what was the name of that song?
That song was called Peak Season.
Peak Season, and that is on the new release, which is called Garden for Winter, and it just dawned on me, winter, it's a winter release. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, I was originally hoping to release this album last spring, because the general theme is getting through winter, metaphorically, and into the spring. But I had a delay due to some personal things going on in my life last year, and so it turned out to be a winter release instead.
Yeah, it's still, I'm sure, fits the theme. I've asked C. Sambar, who is one of our Youth Media Center superstars that's been hosting a weekly podcast called YX Live, or YXL for short, to be a co-host with me today. Do you have any questions you might want to ask of Luna C?
Yes, and I just want to immediately say, I think even if it was not released in spring, I think it's still really beautiful being released in winter, because you are able to be like, there is a way forward, you know, there's a way past this metaphorical winter, and we will get to that spring, and it has been very cold, and, you know, and I think also a lot of emotions are going around that may feel cold too, and we're gonna keep pushing through, and I think that's just really beautiful. And I think being able to hear live music is just amazing, because you are just like entrenched in the spirit of it, and I think we got to hear all of that. So I just want to ask, what is the inspiration for this song? Because I think that is, for any art, there is like, what was the bud? What was the idea that kind of started to bloom?
So with Peak Season, I wrote it probably in the winter of 2019. I was first experiencing seasonal affective disorder for the first time. And I couldn't figure out why I felt so horrible all the time. And I was really looking forward to the springtime, just so I could get out of the house and pick some flowers, stuff like that. And this song was just kind of my way of processing through that seasonal affective disorder, which is really bad in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think that's so cool, because I think we can use music to deal with these things. We can write it all down. You know, I love writing too, and I think it's just that process of being able to take emotions and being able to like put them down, write them down. It's that, like, it's the ability to deal with them. And I think it is so cool you made this song kind of around that, and I think you can feel it. You can feel it throughout the song. There is that emotional beat almost that like people can feel, they can hear, and I think it really encapsulates what you're trying to say with it. And I think, yeah, let's get past that seasonal affective disorder with it's so cold. So
thank you very much.
See, forgive me for defining you, but is in 11th grade at Kappa, and I know you love to write. When did you start writing, Luna?
Oh my gosh, I bought my first guitar when I was 12, and I didn't know how to play anything, so I kind of just made up my own stuff on there. So I guess early teens, maybe.
So you were probably around the same age, maybe a little younger than she is now. Why don't we get to another song? What would you like to play next?
This next song is called Wild Woods, and it's also going to be on this album.
Excellent. And I just wanted to thank C. I can't wait to hear what you might have to say with our next break here. Wild Woods, the
Wild
name?
Wild Woods, yep.
Here again is Lena.
Only by
Lena, that song really fits your voice.
Thank you.
A very natural sound, Wild Woods. It's named Garden for Winter is the CD. The art is beautiful on this, and we should identify the artist and how you connected with this person.
Yeah, so the artist that designed the cover of the album, which I haven't officially publicly posted yet, her art name is Brainflower Designs, and I found her on Instagram. I actually had her do a photography logo for me a few years ago, and I always knew that I wanted to hire her eventually to do album art, and I was excited to do that this time.
You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. You get to watch me deteriorate as we get closer to the top of the hour here after a long morning. I'm going to turn it back to C in a moment, but I just wanted to ask Eric a little bit about yourself. It's got to be fun playing with Luna. Are you from this area originally, or how did the two of you connect?
Yes, it's certainly a privilege to be able to play with Brenna. Actually, her father and my mother are first cousins, so that's how we got connected.
Yep.
I'm from the Connellsville area. We just live about 15 minutes apart, and I do some live shows with her and played on some of the recordings, so we're just thankful to be here and to be able to share any experience with everyone today.
You sound great together. Do you play in your own group at all, or other genres of music?
I'm really more of a classic country fiddle player is really my roots, but we do a little bit of everything.
You're going to find you at a square dance or in a bluegrass group, maybe?
We've certainly done enough of that, but nobody that I work with full-time. I just kind of freelance around the area, but always a pleasure to get to work with Luna.
Well, it's nice to have you here. That's Eric Harvey. See, is there anything you're wondering about Luna that you might like to ask?
Yes, I just want to say being able to look at the cover art is so cool, and I think what's really incredible is that artists can connect and tell a story together. So I think that was really cool, and we can see with you guys. I think listening to the piece, I think it's really cool. It's almost like a dance between you're like fiddling and then you're like guitar and your voice. I think it's really cool, and it's very almost like it's a dance together, you know. And I think, how did you kind of work together or work to kind of make this sound to tell this story?
That's a really beautiful way of putting it. Honestly, I feel like it's all Eric, because I write the songs and then he does a wonderful job. I'm glad that you interpret it as a dance. I think that's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah, I think it's just really, it's really cool to like see how artists can come together to make a single sound, or even work to make like an album art, I think.
Yeah.
That tells like the story. And yeah, it's just really cool.
Thank you very much.
That release will be out last day of the month, January 31st, which is a Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Coming up, I want to be sure we get another song or two or three. And what would you like to do next?
So I'm going to stray from the album a little bit. This next song is a newer one that I've written that's currently not on any albums. It's called Persimmon and Nettle Tea. Thank you.
Luna, backed by Eric Harvey. I'm honored that you would play that song because I doubt you've played it too often since it's so new. How do you know when that song will be done, or is it done? I would imagine you're still working a little bit, right, if it's so new.
Well, I wrote it at the end of 2023, so I've had a chance to play it when I go out gigging. I think that might have been the first time Eric played on it with me. Might have threw him a curveball with that one. But I haven't started producing it yet. And usually when we get into that process, that's when I start to pinpoint little things that I might need to adjust. But for right now, I feel satisfied that it is complete.
Excellent. It sounded complete. I was just curious. I think the idea of letting go of a song, I know I have difficulty letting go of something I've recorded or written, knowing when it's finally done. Mm-hmm. See anything strike you? Sambar is joining me this morning from our Youth Media Center. Anything strike you about that?
Yes. I think out of like the three songs you played, they're all like a little bit different, but I think there are like kind of those base themes throughout of like kind of nature connecting to motions. And I think that's just really powerful.
Thank you very much. I do write a lot with nature influences, and I might be a homebody personally, but I also love the outdoors and nature, and I like including that in my music.
Depending on length, we should be able to get certainly one, possibly two more songs. We have about 12 minutes of radio. Oh, hang on. More like 8 minutes of radio time. I did my math wrong. Just to give you a heads up.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Let's do This Love Is Like an Avalanche. This is from the new album.
That's a provocative title. Here again is Luna.
And you'll find
Luna, along with Eric Harvey. Do you think you have one more in you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is let you close us out in just a moment. Ricky Berger is our executive producer, Ben Rutkowski, Grace Anderson, and Alexa Bosick, all part of our education team. Deanna Beringer, director of programs. Chad Green, technical director. Ellis Dorham, technical associate. Robert Gray, director of operations. Todd Trosky books our show and is our community engagement coordinator. Joseph Kukula, director of the Youth Media Center, also today. Yeoman work as our engineer. This is Larry Berger. Thank you to C. Sambar for co-hosting. We should do this again. It was fun to have you here along with us. Thanks to all of our guests. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. See, we have about 30 seconds. Would you like to say anything else and reintroduce Luna? And Luna will take us out.
Yes. I'm just going to ask one final question. What was your favorite moment from creating this album?
My favorite moment, as ironic as it is as a producer in general, I really enjoyed the mixing process. It was kind of a struggle, but also extra rewarding once we finally got through everything. But I also enjoyed just the general creating of the album.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, Luna, take it away.
Thank you very much. This last song is called In the Sunlight, and it's also on the album.
Thank you to Luna. Learn more at lunamusic.com. That's LOUNA music.com. Thank you also to Eric Harvey, who accompanied Luna on violin, and to C. Sambar, who accompanied me on intro. Thank you to Luna. Learn more at lunamusic.com. That's LOUNA music.com. Thank you also to Eric Harvey, who accompanied Luna on violin, and to C. Sambar, who accompanied me on interview. We're grateful. Let me mention the other guests that were here with us today as well. Thanks to Anna King Skeels for talking about My Sister's Lipstick, her play, which will be at the new Hazlett Theater this Thursday and Friday. Lila Barber talking about the 4x8-foot mural that Lila made, a student at Pittsburgh Kappa. From South Fayette, Carolina Praveen talking about her activities with Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania and also the Brainstem Robotics Team. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
SLB Radio Productions with the flip-top box that locks in the flavor. Thank you very much, Larry, for being my opening act once again this week. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. Started here at 12:03. Much more music time. How are you? Well, do on yourself to swing your cup while the graduate of the Chedwin Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. We're also on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of snow this afternoon. And high of 34 degrees, 28 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
Jay Thurber. Playing good guy hit.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because.